motivational and inspirational keynote speeches, seminars, and leader and trainer. She has been the featured guest on Doctor to Doctor, Lisa, Montel Williams, and Jenny Jones. Dr. Joyce is a best-selling author, including her most recent book, Instant Energy, The Five Keys to Essential Energy and Vitality. She's the former director of nutrition for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Dr. Joyce is a five-time cancer survivor and now 26-year plus thriver. Wow. A little clap for that. Her seminar clients include Xerox, the FBI, Girl Scouts, Boeing, UCLA, and the American Cancer Society, to name a few. Dr. Joyce is graciously providing everyone in attendance with a complimentary electronic copy of her new amazing book, Instant Energy. Please welcome this awesome Ryersonian, Dr. Marilyn Joyce. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm wondering if I can take this off of here. Can I?
Yeah. I don't like being behind that podium, you know? I like to be closer to everybody. That works, right? So how is everyone tonight? I wasn't going to start with that, you know? Because I start all my presentations with that, but heck, it just made sense. How's the Ryerson energy here today? It's great, isn't it? So you heard about everything that's happened since Ryerson, but I wanted to share a really intimate story with you about how I got to Ryerson. Would that be of interest to you?
Yes.
Yeah, so life is good now, but it wasn't always that way, because in 1965, I was a homeless runaway kid on the streets of Toronto, right around Ryerson, and living in old warehouses, digging food and whatever I could find out of the garbage cans to survive. Because life at home was impossible with a schizophrenic mother and an alcoholic father. And life was a lot better on the streets than it was there, right? But I remember kids would mock me and people would mock me, you know, that's kind of what people did with homeless people. And they would make fun of me and say, I'd never make anything of my life. But I would watch those kids every day going into Ryerson, and I would say, one day, that's gonna be me. One day, I'm gonna walk those hallowed halls, as we called them when I was at Ryerson, the hallowed halls of Ryerson. And that's what happened 13 years later. It did take a while to get there. Thank you. And you know there's no accidents, right? I mean, things happen the way they're supposed to. Because what happened was really, years had gone by and my vision had stopped. You know how you lose your vision? Anybody ever lose their vision? Yeah, my vision had gotten lost. I got married, I had adopted two kids, I was working for a podiatrist, and one day, and I was always giving nutrition advice. You know, I studied every book on nutrition that existed out there, and I was giving nutrition advice, and the podiatrist I was working for pulled me into his office and started screaming at the top of his lungs at me and said, you will never talk about nutrition to my client, my patients again. You have no qualifications and you are not entitled to do that. And he yelled so loud that everybody in the entire place heard it. It was very embarrassing. I ran out of that office that day, got in the bus. I was suicidal, I will admit, briefly, but I didn't do it. Instead, I found this book called Erroneous Zones, but I thought it said Erogenous Zones. So I picked it up when I was hiding it, and when I started reading it, it was nothing to do with what I thought it was going to be about. And I forgot to get off the bus. So I was on the bus for 5 hours while I read that book. And finally, it came to the end of the road, and the driver said to me, where do you live? And I said, well, I'm at Finch and Pharmacy. He said, well, we're not even close to there. I will drive you home. And that night I talked to him about what had happened, and that man was an angel for me. And he said, well, what are you gonna do? And I said, well, I don't think anybody would even accept me, you know, homeless kid who's trying to do good and, you know, all the rest of it. But I think I'm gonna apply to the universities and see about getting in as a mature student. And I applied to Ryerson wasn't officially a university then, but Ryerson and three universities, they all accepted me. But Ryerson was close to home, and it was the best decision I ever made, without question, because I got practical, hands-on education, from caring, loving professors and instructors who really did have our best interests at heart and gave us the tools to go out into the world. And everything that I have done since then has been a result of what I learned at Ryerson and about being committed to something bigger than myself. That's what I have to say for Ryerson. So you are in the right place. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful. Let's have a big hand.